It is 45 minutes after the hour of 7 o'clock. It's a Tuesday. Good morning, James, Julie.
Good morning. Morning.
How are we doing today?
Good.
Pretty good.
Cloudy day.
Mm-hmm.
Cool day. A little cool morning. Well, it's not actually too cool out. 72 degrees
right now.
Yeah. That's warm.
Yesterday was pretty nice.
It was nice.
And then it warmed up later.
You know, say, yeah, until about 6 o'clock.
Made up for lost time.
Yeah.
95 today. A little smoky, cloudy conditions today. And probably the rest of the week. Probably going to have this smoke hang with us for quite some time. And then the weekend's going to be a scorcher again. Another warm one. What's on the date book today? I don't think much was going on in Wyoming history. I believe hardly anything was going on. The year was 1954, though. Wyoming State Historical Society held its first trek. Okay.
Awesome.
Where to?
I don't know.
Oh, that's, come on.
I know.
They gave me.
They could have walked to the stop sign for all we know.
I know.
They took a trip to the store.
Right.
Our first trek.
What a bummer. Okay. Anyway,
that's not enough information.
That's not enough. 1866, English author Beatrice Potter was born. Tale of Peter Rabbit. She did that.
Yeah, there's an interesting movie. It's about 10 years old now, but it's based on her.
And really?
And she was probably someone who had undiagnosed mental. Like, she would see these. I mean, and this was the movie, so I don't know how accurate it is. But her imagination was very vivid.
Yeah, and saw the rabbits.
Right.
Interesting. Wow.
Okay. So a lot of people thought about Tolkien, too, like, because he fought in World War One, so...
Yeah.
When he started developing Lord of the Rings, a lot of it was like, yo, bro, you probably got like PTSD. You got to figure out.
Yeah. Interesting. Okay. Well, hey. 1907. How about Tupperware inventor? Earl Tupper was born.
The rest is history.
All right, there's still Tupperware people out there. Aren't there?
Yeah.
Okay. Ken Burns is 73, filmmaker.
Oh, legend.
Okay. Now we're going to get into some, you know, he was complaining yesterday. James was.
I was complaining yesterday.
Yeah.
Probably.
You were saying get to meet some young people on the birthday calendar.
Oh yeah.
Okay. So who is Gianna Harner?
I don't know.
She's 20 today.
The famous cooker.
Come on, James. No. Gianna Harner is
20. That's
she's 20.
That's too young.
She's a TikTok influencer.
Okay. Now you're.
And social media personality.
Now you're being disrespectful to me.
I'm not being disrespectful. Okay. Here's one more, James. Eva Gutowski.
Oh, yeah, she's an actress.
No.
Oh,
she's a YouTube content creator and social media personality.
Nope.
I don't know these people.
Maybe I've seen her then.
33.
Yeah, no.
Okay, here's somebody we all know. Dak Prescott.
Okay.
NFL quarterback.
I know him.
I didn't know him.
You didn't know him?
Because of the Cowboys.
You could have just faked it, Julie.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for being honest.
Yeah.
Dak is 35 today. Okay. It was 1586 when Sir Thomas Harriot introduced potatoes to Europe.
Ooh.
Wow.
Cool.
Yeah. 1896, the city of Miami, Florida is incorporated. 1900, the hamburger is created. Louis Lassine in Connecticut. Mm. All right, Louis.
Wow.
Nice job.
Thanks, Louis.
1900. 1931, Congress makes the Star Spangled Banner the national anthem. On this date.
What year is it?
1931.
Wow.
Later than I
would
have
thought. During the Depression?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
1939, Judy Garland records Over the Rainbow.
Hmm. Okay.
And 1965, the Beatles' second film, Help, had a royal premiere in London.
Hmm.
Okay.
They got movies.
You ever heard of that?
I didn't know that either.
I heard of Sgt. Pepper's. Lonely Heart. I saw that movie.
That's a movie?
Okay. Yeah.
That's an album, too, right?
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. That was a movie?
I didn't know it was a movie.
Really? I didn't know that either. James, we got to get out from underneath the rock.
I guess.
You know?
Well, that one's a while ago, so.
Okay. Today is Chicken Wings Day.
Sure. Of chicken wings.
What, we have chicken fingers yesterday? Something like
that? Yeah, it was chicken fingers yesterday.
Yeah, today's wings. Chicken wings. Lasagna. Oh, yeah.
God, I haven't made lasagna in quite a while.
Love lasagna.
Just made everybody hungry for lasagna, didn't we? Lipstick day.
Sure.
All right. There we go.
Chapstick.
I know.
Yeah.
No way.
Man, Chapstick? That's one of the great inventions of all time. I don't know what people did before they had chapstick. If it got too dry out in the middle of winter.
Beef tallow.
Be awful. That'd be even worse.
You're right.
No, but I'm saying nothing I want more than to have the smell of beef tallow on my upper lip as I'm walking around.
Come here, honey. Kiss me.
That's probably why they're probably like, we got to get rid of this. We got to find something else.
Yeah, something different.
It smells like beef tallow.
On a hot summer day.
Yeah, it's a hot summer day.
I can't put this on my
beef tallow on the top of my lip. Yeah.
No winner last night in Powerball.
Okay.
Now it's 663. Tonight, Mega Millions, 800.
All right.
Okay.
Still no winner.
Just saying. This is interesting. Accidents caused by aggressive driving rise in West Virginia in the 5 days following a NASCAR race. They did a study that found out that when they televised aggressive crash-filled racing, West Virginians went out and drove 5 days following more aggressively. The state is fertile ground for such a study because it has more NASCAR fans per capita than any other state.
Oh my gosh,
that makes sense.
Jill and I went to Montana, my sister and my daughter. We went to Montana last weekend and we were listening to things on audiobooks.
Mm-hmm.
And there was this story about this guy who had an 18-year-old who picked up his SUV from the shop because it kept speeding up and shutting off, not braking. And so they took it in. Well, he picked it up and was driving it home and nothing worked and it kept accelerating on its own. No brakes, no nothing.
It's like cars.
And it got to 120 miles per hour. So the mom had to call emergency services and he went down. It was like Speed, the movie.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, Speed.
He was like an 18-year-old kid. I'm like, he probably learned to drive on Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah.
But they eventually pulled him. One of the Dodge, what's that car that they had?
Chargers.
Charger.
Yeah.
Went up to 140 miles an hour. And this kid had to go through towns.
Oh, he was in, man.
He started in Fargo, North Dakota.
Mm-hmm.
And they were just like, they caught through on the radio. But he was like, I'm just trying to stay calm. And then he had to pass semis on the right. And it just kept accelerating. Nothing worked. I'm like, I wonder what happened to that auto technician.
Got to run it out of gas at that point.
Anyway, he made it, but the Charger just, what happened, bumped him. Or got in front of him. So that actually worked. You're going to hit something. Yeah. That sensor actually worked.
Oh, wow. That's frightening.
Crazy, huh?
Okay.
Oh, your story made me think of that. About the NASCAR driver.
Right.
That's what they all said, too, in West Virginia. They're like,
yeah.
I can't stop.
Yeah.
You know, you find yourself, like, you'll drive to Denver. And I find myself, after a short period of time getting in that traffic, mm-hmm. that you start, you just get in that mode of zip over here, zip over there, zip over here. You know, where here, if somebody makes a lane change, and it's like going to, you know, it's like.
You wave to each
other.
Yeah,
I know. It's like, we'll slowly move over to the right, or we'll go over to the left. You know, there it's like, ding, ding, mm-hmm. ding, ding. And then all of a sudden you come back here, and it's like, okay,
Denver.
I gotta calm down.
It's a little bit more methodical.
The Denver area.
We don't need to.
Crazy.
But we do have to watch the. Run the stoplights around here, though. Jeez.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lights are green. There's people still just blowing through. Come
well, I hope so if the lights are green.
Well, no, I mean the light turns green for you to go, and then there's people in the intersection that are still just blowing
light
through.
Light turns green. These guys are going through?
Yeah.
Like,
I don't understand. Bob, that makes sense.
Wait for red.
Go on red.
No. It's like, come on, people. Anyway. Message in a bottle. 9-year-old girl, 1973, launched it. It was discovered in New Jersey wetlands during cleanup recently.
Wow, that's such a cool story.
John Cotherman, co-founder of Tidelands Initiative, found the bottle containing a note from Lori Blair, who humorously described herself as being captured by a sponge fisherman in 1973. The note jokingly requested that whoever found this note to notify her family and shared it on social media. Well, they found her sister. Unfortunately, Blair passed away with cancer. But they found her sister and passed it on to her, and they just thought she lives on. She was probably in that bottle. So that's what they say. So anyway, found it in 1973.
Cool.
You do that now, you'd feel like you were littering if you threw a bottle.
Yeah, really? I wouldn't do
glass
that.
Really? I wouldn't do that.
I put my mom's ashes, 2023, in the Pacific Ocean.
Yeah.
In an antique medicine bottle with a note. Jill and I put a note in there.
Nice.
Just wonder. Well, I used to do it as a kid, but glass is a little bit different than plastic. And
I did too all the time.
Yeah.
Bottles.
Throw them in. Did that.
Yeah.
I did it in the ocean.
I just get a weird feeling when I'm going to throw this glass bottle into an ocean.
They used to have glass floats.
Everything is yelling at me. Like, hey, isn't that guy dead?
What's that guy doing?
Unless it's like an emergency.
Just heaved a bottle in.
Glass doesn't really pollute.
It's even worse if it's I got a Gatorade bottle. I'm like, I got an idea.
No. Yeah. No, that wouldn't be good.
I know, right? Okay. Things we didn't know yesterday. In parts of South Africa, termites are often used and roasted and eaten as snacks like pretzels and popcorn.
Yeah. There's a lot of them.
Got to do something with them, right?
Faulty.
And, yeah, protein.
Largest locomotive in the world. 1.2 million pound steam-powered engine built in 1941. It's called Big Boy 4014, and it uses 15 gallons of fuel per mile.
It still operates?
I think it's in a museum.
80 years old?
I think it's in a museum now.
Oh. Almost 90 years old?
How many men are going to propose today?
14.
In America. 14?
14.
Yeah, just 14. 14
in America?
Yeah, at least 14 is what I'm going to say.
At least
14.
Try 6,000. Men will propose
less than
every day.
Every day? How many say no? Ooh, that's the real answer.
There's the answer you're looking for. Wow. Okay. 42% of women say men should never wear this to work. Okay, Julie.
Wait, let's go back to the proposal really quick.
A t-shirt.
Do you break up if there's a no? Does it end the relationship? Just wondering.
No. I don't think so. Well, I guess it depends on the proposal. If it's a super public proposal, you're not coming back from that.
Once you say no. No in public?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm with you.
If it's
you.
Like the ones that go on the Jumbotron,
yeah.
and the answer is no on that, we're not coming back from that.
In that scenario, you say yes and then tell me no afterwards.
Yeah, I know. Is that what you do? Yeah. You say yes and you go, I'm sorry. No, I just said yes.
I didn't want to embarrass you.
I didn't want to embarrass you from millions of viewers.
Maybe.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe. Let me think about it.
Okay. 42% of women say
T-shirt.
Men should never wear this to work.
T-shirt.
What would you say, Julie?
Flip-flops.
Nope. Yeah, that's a good guess. Flip-flops.
That's a good guess. Yeah. No. Sweater vest.
42%. Come on.
I don't mind a sweater vest.
Sweater vests look good. Okay.
How many?
42%. Yeah.
I think, you know, never that's wear a sweater very vest. Acceptable.
Is that too Mr. Rogers type thing?
Well, a sweater vest? No way. I think it's fine.
No, he had a full sweater, didn't he?
Yeah, he had a full sweater.
Did he have a full sweater?
Didn't have the vest.
He had a really nice sweater, actually. Yeah. I'd wear the sweater Mr. Rogers wore.
Okay, this or that. Pick one. Beach or pool?
Beach. So I can get all those messages
out. A planned itinerary.
Planned. Whatever you're about to say is worse.
Or wing it.
Planned.
I knew exactly how you two were going to respond.
Planned.
I knew you'd say wing it, Julie, and I knew you were going to say planned itinerary.
Definitely planned.
You don't want to wing it?
No. If I'm winging it, if I'm traveling somewhere, I'm winging it, guess where I'm going? Nowhere. I'm staying in the hotel room.
Oh, James, come on.
That's all right.
No, not
winging. We all have our own ways of travel.
No winging for me.
Come on, man.
Got a plan.
I think it's fine.
I've asked you to go with me a few times.
That's not enough of a plan. You just say, hey, let's go somewhere. That's a wing for me. No.
Okay, all right. Have an awesome day today. It's your Tuesday morning, 28th day of July. You're listening to KROE Sheridan.